From RTL Today, these are your main stories. Good morning, I'm Christos Floros and it's Monday the 4th of July. A gunman has killed three people and wounded others critically at one of Denmark's biggest shopping malls. A 22-year-old man has been arrested and charged with the attack and will face questioning by a judge today. Police Chief Søren Thomassen said the motive was unclear and he could not rule out an act of terrorism. The Ukrainian army has retreated from the strategic city of Lysychansk over the weekend as Russia claims a major victory by seizing control of the entire eastern Lugansk region. Leaders from dozens of countries and international organizations will meet today in Switzerland to map out a new Marshall Plan to rebuild Ukraine aimed to begin even as Russia's war efforts continue to rage. Several hundred protesters marched Sunday in Akron, Ohio, after the release of body camera footage that showed police fatally shooting a black man. Jaylen Walker was killed last Monday at 25 years old after officers tried to stop his car over a traffic violation. The incident is the latest death of an African-American citizen at the hands of police. Theatre legend Peter Brook has died at the age of 97. The France-based British theatre director revolutionized the stage with radical interpretations of the classics before returning drama to its simplest roots. President Emmanuel Macron and his wife have made a statement to salute an extraordinary director who extracted the quintessence of theatre and pushed it beyond its three walls. Chinese developer Shimao Group said it had failed to make a payment on a $1 billion bond that matured Sunday, one of the biggest such defaults so far this year. China's real estate sector has been struggling since authorities began a crackdown on excessive debt and rampant consumer speculation in 2020, with giants such as Evergrande and Sunac scrambling to make payments and renegotiate with creditors. A Bloomberg analyst described the extent of the debt crisis as beyond any market watcher's imagination. A new mass rally on Sunday took place in Georgia as demonstrators are demanding that the government resign over its failure to formally secure candidacy for membership of the EU. EU leaders decided in late June to defer Georgia's application for membership, pending sweeping political reforms, and Georgians have been protesting since. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has criticized President Joe Biden for calling on oil companies to lower sky-high gasoline prices, prompting the White House to come to the US's leaders' defense on Sunday. Biden has regularly attacked oil companies, saying they only care about profits and not the well-being of the average consumer. And 10 years after it discovered the Higgs boson, the Large Hadron Collider is about to start smashing protons together at unprecedented energy levels in its quest to reveal more secrets about how the universe works. For more on these stories and to stay informed with the latest news, head to RTL Today. You can do that through our apps, our social media, or directly on rtltoday.lu. Mathieu Cockelmann has won the Grand Prix de Luxembourg. The Luxembourgish junior cyclist beat his competitors to the finish line in Diekirch and was thus crowned as the winner after 94 kilometers. Cockelmann broke away from the main group early on and managed to get the better of Jan Ouida and Mark Lightfoot at the finish line. Six-time champion Novak Djokovic reached his 13th Wimbledon quarterfinal yesterday as injury-stricken rival Roger Federer revealed his desire to play at the All England Club one more time. And Carlos Sainz claimed his first Formula One victory in his 150th race yesterday when he drove his Ferrari to a spectacular triumph in a furious and crash-hit British Grand Prix. The week's getting off to a good start. Pleasant temperatures, blue skies with a few clouds and sun all day long. The morning's temperatures starting off at 16 degrees, rising to highs of 25 by the afternoon.